Dirty hands means clean theology. Can you dig it? What is going on, all my local guys and gals and long distance pals?
We're back.
Indeed. Indeed we are. And we are having way too much fun.
That was not expected, but you were on point.
I had to go with the flow, man.
You literally.
We're back.
That was dynamite.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
We've been here for over an hour, and we're just now hitting record, so yeah, good times.
That's what happens when we're in person. We just haven't been in person.
We're all three here.
I know.
We got something.
We got part-timer over here showing up.
I'm back.
But, man, when we get to be in person, it's always fun. We have a good time, so I'm glad that we've been able to kind of catch up a little bit, even though it's in a crazy time right now. We've gone through a lot in the last little bit. You know, if you guys out there don't know, in different parts of the world that listen, or even different parts of the country, I'm sure you've seen a little bit on the news, but you know, the rest of the world is maybe oblivious, because a lot of times we in this country are oblivious to things that happen in other parts of the world. But we live in East Tennessee. And, you know, the hurricane that came through, Helene, that came through from Florida and all the way up into southern Ohio and Pennsylvania, places that do not get hit by weather like this, has just annihilated people's homes, people's lives. And we've seen more devastation through this area than I think has ever been on record. And we don't even know the full ramifications of it yet. We won't know for a while. There's still towns. We have a guy in our church. They got a message from a town, and I cannot remember, but it's south of Mountain City.
It is called Trade.
Trade?
T-R-A-D-E. Trade.
Small town.
Yep.
That no one had heard from since this happened, and somehow they got a radio signal or something from these people saying that they needed help. And he was going in, trying to get there side by side, and then some on horseback. They were trying to find a way over this mountain to get to that town that no one had heard from anybody in there. So he was packing enough supplies to go for a week. I don't know how long, where they're at right now, but I mean, I pray that they're making headway and that they can help save some lives there. We're seeing things that the news is not doing it justice. I'll tell you that right now. You can see bridges down everywhere. You can see devastation everywhere. Justin couldn't get out of he didn't have access to a gas station or a grocery store or anything from where he lived down near Greenville. He was trapped down there.
The bridges collapsed, and then after that, Greene County Police just freaked out, and they sent cops to every single bridge in the county and would not allow anybody
to cross
bridges. I drove around for like 4 or 5 hours because me and Steve had got tickets for this event where the guys from Mountain Monsters and the guy from Ancient Aliens, Giorgio...
Tsoukalos
was there. So I really, really wanted to go to that. But so I was fortunate because our house is way up in the mountains, you know, but it's right there beside Nowatucky. So we had two bridges collapse. My parents, where they camp at, 75% of Kendra Park is just decimated and gone. Campers going down the Nowatucky River. Once again, they were blessed. Didn't touch their camper. But to the other side of us, the only way to get out is over this bridge at the Nowatucky Dam that was blocked off. And then behind us, in two different directions, we have Newport and Asheville. And both of those towns were completely flooded and evacuated. So, yeah, we were stuck.
Asheville was hit really hard, and that's a very, you know, populated area. We had a friend was telling me the other day that he had somebody that he knew in town that owned a business. And a couple, you know, it's 2-3 days after everything had happened, they were trying to get to their business to see what kind of damage had happened. and they said they were driving on the road, you know, a distance that maybe takes 15 minutes to get to work, but it took them over 2 hours because they stopped at every body they found and was calling it into the police. And I mean, these are people that are unaccounted for right now, you know, and maybe by now they've gotten there, maybe by some, I don't know. I just, it's amazing. The families have been torn apart by this, the people around us that have been affected. It's a really heavy situation. I mean, we sit here and we've sat here before this show and joked around with each other and try to lighten the mood because, man, if you look at the reality of the situation, it's really heavy. It's really hard. It's hard to think about. You think from where we are right now, you're talking 45 minutes straight south, hours straight south, there's just utter devastation. There's houses, homes, towns that will never, ever recover. Ever recover.
It'll be a decade for, and you know, anything kind of gets back to normal.
And we're all up in the mountains, so nobody has flood insurance. So mm-hmm. nobody's getting any kind of insurance to help with rebuilding or anything.
And these are generational homes. Most of these people have been there. Their families have been there for generations. I mean, maybe since the country was founded, they've been there. And now they have nothing. And it's a terrible thing. So if you can find a way to help out these people in any way, there are some good organizations out there that can help. But I would recommend if you're local, look to the churches in the area, donate to those churches. The churches that are trying the best to get supplies to the people that need them. I think that's the best way.
And number one thing, water.
Water's huge.
Water, because a lot of the water plants have had catastrophic failures. We've had mains bust and shut down. Right now, we got electricity, and we were not damaged by the flood, but we have no running water. And they said it could be 2 to 3 weeks before we ever get water again. And
you can't find water hardly either.
That's what I was about to say. When you go out to town, everybody's sold out. So if you're, you know, out of state and you got plenty of water around you, that's gold right now for, you know, East Tennessee and West Carolina. So
it's just a heavy situation. You know, there are great organizations out there. Samaritan's Purse is helping out a lot. There is a organization that I know quite well. It's called Operation Barbecue Relief, where they're going to be down there for the next couple of weeks. They give out meals every day, 15,000 meals a day they're giving out right now, trying to help just feed the people that have nothing, just trying to help people get through, trying to be encouragers. It's a phenomenal organization, a great place to donate. They're on the front lines. There's people like this that are out there. Like I said, that guy from our church he felt called to go do that, to try to get to these people to set up like a supply line where they could get some supplies to these people. It's a really, really sad, really, really heavy time for all of us. I know I've used that word heavy a lot, but I don't know how else to put it because the weight of it doesn't seem real. I mean, the three of us, I mean, Justin got affected the most just because of locationally where he was. But we've seen water issues is very close to us here. We've seen all sorts of different things where, you know, the groundwater's contaminated, things like this. There are people that are suffering from a lot of trees down, a lot of damage. My neighbor didn't have power I only had power out for 3 hours. How about that? My neighbor didn't have it for 5 days.
We was out 28 hours.
I mean, that's unbelievable to me, though. That there's places that will not have power for months.
Oh, for sure.
Months. So
there's companies coming from even Canada,
mm-hmm.
coming down to help with the power and all that. But
so it's something that I think it's very important that everybody out there. The best thing you can do is pray for these people. That's the most important thing. Pray for any survivors to be found. Pray for the families that have people they've lost. Pray for the rescuers, the people out there that are giving the support, the aid, trying to help these people, pray for those people.
The ones finding the
and dead, pray for the people yeah. that they yeah that they can make it through it on an emotional level, because they're finding and having to see this. You're seeing people that lost children, people that have lost mothers and fathers, people that have lost spouses. This is something that is like a war-like catastrophe. I mean, I don't know how else to put that.
Well, didn't you say that something about power company people were saying they's even finding people in tops of trees because the water was up so high and they got tangled?
Yeah.
I mean, that's horrible.
I mean, the linemen, pray for the linemen. The linemen, people don't realize, if you don't know, so linemen are those guys that are up in the top of those power poles, you know, running that line out there, fixing these power outages. These guys risk their lives, especially in a situation like this. You know, how many times do you hear, don't go near a down line? Guess what these guys are doing? They're running towards those down lines. They're trying to fix it so people have power. They're trying to fix it because people with generators are running out of gas.
Oh, yeah.
Other people don't have generators.
Right.
They're doing amazing work. And really, some of those guys out there, they're saving lives. So, I mean, it's in all honesty, it's another form of a first responder is what those guys right. are.
And also, I think it was Greenville. No, I can't remember which hospital. It might have been Unicoi.
Oh, yeah, that the people stuck on the roof.
They were stuck on the roof, but what happened was they sent all the fire trucks and all the EMS ambulances and all that to the hospital to try to evacuate the hospital, and every piece of all the vehicles got swept away in the flood. So they've got Sullivan County and some other counties are sending, you know, running double shifts or whatever, sending them down there. But I mean, it's just devastated the area.
And then you got the rumors going around talking about, you know, weather manipulation and all the lithium and quartz mines.
That's around the Asheville area.
Around Asheville and, you know, Elon Musk and all these guys that need that material tried to buy these people's property to mine it, and they wouldn't sell because, as Steve said, you know, this is generational. This is their great grandparents' land, and their family's been on it forever. So
they probably have family grave plots. So
some people are saying that, you know, is this a rerun of Hawaii? You know, devastate and run the people out so you can get to the raw materials that you need.
And the government, Kamala's offered them, what, $750 to help their hardship while we're giving trillions and trillions to Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
And everywhere else. I mean, it's ridiculous.
That's sad.
What was it, 600 to Hawaii or something, 500?
I don't remember.
It wasn't a lot.
It wasn't $1,000. But I think, I mean, we all have our ideas on conspiracies and things and the way things go. And it's really sad that we even have to have those thoughts, that we even have to question the motives behind something, or that this is even a question in our head, that something like this, something so terrible in these places, you know, that it's not just a natural disaster. We shouldn't even have to question things like that, but it just shows us, it tells us everything we need to know when how many people in our country are questioning.
Yeah, but what hurricane do you ever know to hit Florida and still be that strong to come all the way up, halfway through the country, north to south wise, and still be strong enough to just decimate it did?
It is. It's a
very odd.
It's a weird thing. It came, and that storm moved incredibly fast, which was a blessing for a place like Florida.
Right.
You know, they're prepped for those, you know, houses, you know, newer houses especially. I can't remember when the code changed, but they're required to have hurricane strength windows and all these different things. Like they have the ability to prep for this. They're more ready. They're more they have a better understanding. And the people there understand evacuation quite well. Like if one of these come, they know, listen, you got to go. And a lot of times if there's fatalities in Florida from a hurricane, it's because somebody was stubborn and is like, no, not leaving.
Yep.
And that happens. And I'm not saying whatever. It is what it is.
But here, once it started, there's only so many roads out of town.
And we're not built for that. You know, no. We've never experienced anything like that.
It's like you mentioned the Nolichucky.
These mountains usually protect us. But
from storms,
in this situation, all these valley towns with rivers running through them, it was just the perfect storm.
They say the Nolichucky that every bridge but one is gone that crosses it. I've only heard that. That's what I've heard.
Two collapse, but there's hundreds of bridges that cross Nolichucky, and Greene County just
both sides of 26 broke, collapse. Then you got I-40 going between Knoxville and
some of it washed out.
Yeah,
I think the same with 70 too. Some of the 70 washed out.
They said 40 was a landslide in one spot, and then washed out the lower side on the other. Or couples places.
26 where it goes to the mountain there and into Asheville.
Yeah.
It was so bad.
What I'd recommend if you want to look at this and look at kind of some of the and understand what the devastation is, first of all, you have to think about people need supplies, people need water, people need food, people need this stuff. If you look, there are towns quite close to us like Roan Mountain you can't get to.
No.
The roads are all gone.
Well, Mountain City you can't hardly get to.
Mountain City you can't hardly. But there's, I mean, that's just a small example. Yeah. But Asheville being a huge city, they've found a way, if you go down and come around from the south, you can get into the city from the south. But with 26 being such a major roadway.
Is it main interstate?
I mean, it's a huge interstate. It's a major interstate in the country. And that's totally was broken down. So you see, these places, these people don't have a way to get there. And if you go to Google Maps or Apple Maps or whatever, and you know, you always can see where the road closures are and whatnot. If you zoom in on our area, it's disturbing to see how much red. Like it's not even red, it's like maroon. Red means like slow traffic, maroon is that it's
stopped,
it's
or whatever. Done.
It's the you can't go there, it's closed. And it's road, and you can see all these cities that every road that comes in is blocked out. It's done. All these different little towns, all these different little cities, and it might be 200 people, might be 3,000 people in these towns, but you can't get to them. They're closed. It's done. So these people need a lot of prayer, and we have to know that ultimately God is in control. God, I pray that God makes something amazing come out of this. God always does find the and place like the something great will come out of it, even though we see such tragedy and terrible things. And I know if you're somebody out there who's lost somebody, it's so hard to see that. I can't even fathom being in your shoes. I can't think of that. It's so hard. But I just pray that God, you know, leads you through these difficult times. I pray that God's there for you and that we focus on that, because if we don't focus on God, if we don't have God at the forefront, these things can just, they can weigh on us more than we can handle. You got to know that everywhere you go, if you have God in your life, if you have the Holy Spirit with you, you're never alone. And these people, even though they're in isolated towns, with their strong faith, they're never alone. God's with them. So please pray for these people. Please focus on you know, trying to the positive. And it's unfortunate sometimes. And I saw this in Florida with hurricanes. I didn't even know half my neighbors in Florida until we had a hurricane, and it brought us all closer together. Let's pray that in all this, that it unifies us. It brings us closer together, that we can all find solace in the company of each other and find solace in the Lord. And I think that's the most important thing that we can pull from this right now. It's still beyond hard, beyond anything that I can even put into words. I don't have descriptors for it. You could give me a thesaurus and there wouldn't be enough words about how awful this is for me to even put it into context for you unless you saw it. So, I mean, I think I just want everybody out there to make sure that you have that eastern part of the United States in your prayers. and the people that are going through this and the people that are out there, the first responders that are out there, trying to still get to people, still trying to help people. Pray that they find more survivors. Pray that, the linemen get power to the places that need power, and pray that they're safe. Pray for everybody that's gone through this and that has suffered from this. And, that's all we can do. That's all we can do. That's my,
Amen.
My soapbox for the night, as much as I can be. It's something that it's hit me pretty hard, in a emotional, like in a reality type way, even though physically, I haven't lost anybody. We've seen just so much damage though in the neighboring towns and communities, and I know people that are struggling and still, didn't know where loved ones were for days, and we're starting to find some of those people are okay.
It's shell shock, you're still, a lot of people still processing it. It just ain't quite real yet. It's like sometimes when you lose somebody close to you, you're in shock, and you have that just out of body experience and here but not here, and then you have the sadness, then the anger, and it's still really fresh.
Yeah, very much so. Well, I think it was important that we talked about that and kind of gave everybody a perspective of what we're seeing and the things that are going on. We do still have some, an episode that we want to talk about some other things.
Father, we just thank you for today, and we thank you for the many blessings. And it's hard right now to think of blessings when you're hurting or when you're dealing with loss, but it's easy to see if you are a believer in Christ that you are blessed and highly favored. And we just pray for all those that are going through loss and hurting right now, that you comfort them. For those that feel that they're at the end of their rope, they don't know what they're going to do, we just pray that you comfort them, and you put it on the hearts and minds of other people to come forward and make a way and give hope for these people. And we just pray that as a community, that the people just come together and be image bearers of Christ and come together in humility and in love and just community, Father. And as the body of Christ, just come forward and just love on one another, help each other, and just be better image bearers of you. And as always, just for those that are in the position to donate financially, we pray that you press on those people hard. For the people that has connections to water and food and social services, just all the gifts and resources that the body of Christ has, we just pray that the Holy Spirit convicts those people and into moving and just helping all those that are hurting emotionally, financially, and even spiritually during these times, Father. Amen.
Amen.